Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Now we're talking. Now we're in the spirit here, Hugh. This is your song.
This is nice. This felt like a nice little warm glass of tequila. Feliz Navidad.
You want one now?
No, I got a little time. Feliz Navidad.
Come on, no one will know.
Feliz Navidad.
No, come on. What was that?
I'm butchering the words all the time. And I don't need to know the words. You know what I wouldn't mind doing tonight? Listen to some karaoke.
Banged up.
Or some salsa dancing. I need to call my man Jason, see what he's doing. Tonight.
You going salsa dancing?
I'll go if I give me an Uber, because I'm going to be that banged up.
I don't know if being banged up while salsa dancing is the best idea for you. That feels like a spill.
Yeah, because we got to be at work at 2.
Yeah, but like,
I can't get too banged.
Yeah, but he was falling over while he's dancing. I mean, the guy fell down in the studio once. Yeah,
it might be some karaoke.
Sober.
Tonight feel like I need a good karaoke spot. Go sing some karaoke. Sing some inappropriate songs.
There's
on
a place
Friday
in the city
night.
That does live band karaoke.
Oh, you mean with a band?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to shoot me that address.
If you're wondering where Hugh Douglas is tonight, head over now to this place. That does actually sound like a lot of fun. All
honestly,
right.
If you go, I'm there.
Hey, Kyle, don't threaten me with a good time. What time you thinking? Give me a moment to get right.
That would be something to see. That I might have to show up to. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get to something Jason Kelce said on the morning show that I agree with, and I hope it's the plan for the next few weeks of the season. Here is Kelce with the morning show.
So how do you measure risk and reward?
Well, it's tough also because I think that there's a rhythm that they're looking to build going into the playoffs. Like, I think it's obvious that they're going to be in the playoffs now, but, you know, I really want them to run as much as possible over these next three games because I think it's imperative. And I'm talking about Jalen, I just talking in general. Because I think it's imperative that they have that available in the playoffs. And the more you do that, the more you rep it, the more the offensive line and tight ends get in sync. Because they're really, the run game hasn't been faltering mainly because of, like, one bad guy. It's been a thing here, there. One player screws up here, one player screws up there. Miscommunication. All that just needs reps. And I think that there's probably, like, if you want to utilize Jalen as a runner in the playoffs, he's probably going to be better if he gets more reps than just essentially one game.
You think after 10 years of doing this, he really needs those reps in a game?
I think any player needs reps. There's a reason why Kobe late in his career did fundamentals before every single game. No matter how ingrained it is, there is still a repetition and with doing that repetition where it becomes like second nature. And it doesn't matter how long you've been doing something. You have to continually rep that. When I went into a game, if I didn't get a bull rush during the week, if I didn't get a mirror drill during the week, if I didn't get a anchor push-pull drill, I wanted to hit all those throughout the week so that I felt good going into game day to execute all that stuff. And I don't think that changes.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
All right, to me, there's two parts to unpack what Jason said there, Hugh. He's talking about the run game, right, and getting it going and getting the reps. So I agree with the overall point of the run game. They got to keep doing it, get better. And I think the next 3 weeks provide that. If you look at the Commanders and Bills, that they're going to face the next 3 weeks, right? Commanders, Bills, Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
They're both towards the bottom in the NFL in run defense. Commanders are terrible. Bills are even worse. So the Eagles should be able to run the ball the next 3 weeks and get a groove going. But he also was talking about Jalen running the football there. Hugh, I know when I was out Tuesday, you and TK were talking about this a little bit. It just feels a little bit, I don't know, risky to run Jalen a lot in the final 3 weeks, especially if they win tomorrow. The next two games don't have much change on the course of the season. Like maybe the 2 seed versus the 3, but the reality is if they win tomorrow, their next big, big game is the first game of the playoffs. So I want to run the ball, but I need to be careful with Jalen's body, because if he gets banged up, I mean, obviously it changes the entire season.
I hear what you're saying, Joe, but here's the reality of this offense. You watched two teams last night that will potentially play in the playoffs with two pretty good defenses. I just say pretty good because they got after the quarterback when they needed to last night. You put stress. There was a lot of let me try to frame it in a way that people can understand. There was a lot of penitentiary chances taken when it comes to the type of pass rush they were doing. You saw a lot of guys doing up and unders, bull rushes, and things of that nature. You take a quarterback like Jalen Hurts, and you put him and if he's running, and you put him against one of those defenses, it negates a lot of what they were doing in their pass rush last night. And what I'm trying to get people to see is that Jalen is so dynamic that you can't take an inside move if you're the outside man, because Jalen will pull the ball down and run if he's running.
Right,
he could put stress on your defense. And that's what I'm trying to get people to see. If you got a guy that can run the ball, you rush differently. You put a spy on him. You rush in a way where you can't bury your head into the tackle's chest and push him back into the quarterback, because the quarterback is fast enough, he mm-hmm. can get away. You got to kind of rush. You got to kind of look and see where he is and know where he is at all time, because the defensive coordinator told you all week long you have to keep rush lane integrity, and you got to keep outside contained to try to keep him in the pocket.
I think it's a huge part of the offense. I mean, you go back to last year when they won the playoff game against the Rams. Do they win that game without his 44-yard touchdown in the first quarter? I probably don't. Right? You go back to the Super Bowl, and he ran the ball exceptionally in the Super Bowl. It was first down after first down. So I'm always good with Jalen Hurts using his legs. It's a part of his game. It's a big part of his game. It's why he's been one of the better dual threat quarterbacks really probably ever, but certainly in the last, you know, 5 years, 6 years since he became a starting quarterback. But is it necessary? The way Jason frames it almost is like you need the reps down the stretch. Does Jalen need the reps to run down the stretch? I understand Jason's perspective is unique. I mean, he played with Jalen Hurts. He blocked for him. My perspective as a fan, risk versus reward. I feel like it's pretty risky to run him a lot the next 3 weeks, especially if these games become less than meaningful. The Bills game might not have that much meaning. Mm-hmm. The last game might have zero meaning. I don't know. Like, if they run him a lot the next couple weeks and he gets banged up, yeah, they might be in more of a groove, but we go in the playoffs and he can't move. We've seen that story. I mean, you go back to 21, he re-injured his ankle in that playoff game against the Bucks, and they couldn't do anything. Like, they need him healthy.
We are not in a position, if you're being honest with yourself as an Eagles fan, we are not in the position to have the luxury of limiting our offense. And in essence, Joe, that's what you're talking about. We have, in what was that, week 14 last week?
It's 16 now. Oh, so say 15. 15. So it's 15, yeah.
Week 15, we're still trying to find our footing.
Yep.
You know, and the question that triggered so many people yesterday, it's like, we still don't know what we are. We don't know what we are offensively. Now, we know we are defending Super Bowl champions, and for a lot of people, that's all that matters. But when you start getting into it and you're not just yelling, we're the Eagles, you're asking yourself, if you watched that game last night, you're asking yourself, how do we beat these teams?
Yeah. Yep.
And what does that look like? Just like when we were talking about this game tomorrow. I think the Eagles win, but what does that look like? I don't know. I don't know what it looks like, because I don't have a strong enough sampling size in what I've seen from this offense to definitively say what it is. Are we going to run the ball? Because you're talking about running the ball.
Run that ball.
I've been talking about all year throwing the ball, you know, and trying to get that continuity. Neither one of us know what's going on. Mm.
Well, there's only one thing on this team you can truly count on. It's the defense. I mean, that's been their calling card most of the season. And I can excuse the few games where I don't think they've played well because I think they've been gassed because the offense has hung them out to dry. But for the most part, they have played their butts off. Let's go to Self in North Philly. Hey, Self.
Yo, what's going on?
Self, what's up?
Hey, first off, no. Hell no, I wasn't impressed with that game last night. Now, allow me to cook for a minute.
Okay, go ahead, cook.
I'm barely calling there, but let me cook. Number one, I'd rather face Seattle than the Rams. The Rams definitely have more weapons. I was not impressed with Seattle's defense at all. The Rams ran on them. They passed on them. So I feel like we have just as much talent as the Rams, so we'd be able to run on them or pass on them just as well. I'm not scared of Seattle. Their secondary is not impressive to me, so I was not impressed with that game at all. In fact, that would have been a low-scoring game if it wasn't for that kickoff return and the stupid circus mistakes that they started making later in the game. That would have been a low-scoring game. And lastly, or thirdly, we can beat both of them teams because we make teams play our game. See, everything y'all be talking about, I be listening to, and it's one thing that y'all be missing. Mm. Nobody scores 30 and 40 points on us because we make them play our game. We control the pace of the game. We control the game. We shoot ourselves in the foot when we're losing. You know what I'm saying? None of these teams scare me. None of these teams impress me. However, the Rams, I will give you, are the toughest challenge to me because talent-wise on both sides of the ball, they both can ball. Both sides of the ball.
Yep.
However, again, we beat them, and we can beat them again. So I'm not impressed. And one last thing, I need to send this to Jalen Hurts, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
First off, he got to go. And I say he got to go because right. I need him to get traded to a city that's going to appreciate him and love his
winning. Will only you in stop? Philly can you be,
hold on.
Oh,
only
my.
Can you,
this
only
is
in Philly
sickening.
Can you be a winner
oh
and still
my
be a loser.
God.
Makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Aww.
But Jalen, don't you ever wear a New York hat in Philly ever again. That is our arch nemesis. We don't care about
the Yankees, though, right?
Don't you ever wear a New York hat in Philly again.
I don't think self-care what it was.
Yeah, so our self, we appreciate it. So how about that? Now we're on to the, I hope Jalen gets out of here so he's appreciated. As far as the hat goes, you see Spike wear a Yankees hat yesterday? And I heard they were gauging the response, like, is it appropriate for Spike to wear a New York Yankees hat on the show compared to AI
Spike,
wearing
huh?
one back in the day, Jalen wearing
people
one?
People liked AI, though. It's
well,
a difference.
That's the well. I mean, I think
it's
that's
a likability.
That's I think where the joke comes in. That Spike's not allowed to do it, but AI and Jalen are.
Because they don't like Spike.
Well, Well, I mean,
Spike knows he's not. Yeah,
well, it's also okay to like AI and Jalen Hurts more than a talk show host. I mean, that's understood. There, people wear those guys' jerseys and root for them, and they win a lot of games for the city. As far as Self's thing on the, he wishes he's traded so he's appreciated. I mean, guys, can
we stop? I'm convinced
that people maybe want to throw up.
Well,
people hear what they want to hear, man. I mean, it's unfortunate. We try to combat it every day, but the attention span is just not there.
Here's what frustrates me about this. I say this all the time. I just think it's so disrespectful to the other players on the team. The idea that Jalen Hurts, the gist of that was Jalen Hurts wins all by himself. He wins the games. He'll go somewhere else and win all the games. Guys, do you think if Jalen Hurts goes to a bad team, he's going to win 12 games a year? Like, does anyone think that?
They'll appreciate him.
Well, no, they won't, because they'll be upset at his flaws, just like any of us that watch the game are appreciative of the good parts of his game, his toughness, his running ability, his accuracy typically down the field. I like all those things about him. They're really good. But if he goes somewhere else, guess what their fans there are going to talk about? The stuff he doesn't do great. And if he doesn't have a great team around him, as with most good but not super great quarterbacks, he's not going to win 12 or 13 games a year. So that appreciation you think is going to be there probably won't be there as much. And it frustrates me when we say, oh, he wins all these games. He does. He's part of winning. But it is it's disrespectful to say he's the only guy. I mean, the same thing could have been said if someone said that about Donovan all those years ago. Donovan was really good. Really good. Great at times. But he didn't win all by himself. He wouldn't have won all those games without Hugh and everyone else on that football team. Like, that's...
I mean, I hear you. And I understand where you're coming from. But, I mean, Donovan put in work and he did his thing.
No, sure. And I'm not trying to take it away from him. It's not... Jalen doesn't win by himself.
No, you're right.
He doesn't.
But normally, when people gauge the success of a team, it's gauged by the quarterback's win or losses. I know it's a team game, but the quarterback gets all the accolades. And I've never shied away from giving Jalen his flowers. But I've also never shied away from critiquing Jalen. And see, that's where I get a little irritated, because as good as Jalen is, he's not perfect. None of us are. But for whatever reason, when his name is invoked, people hear past conversations and they inject them into the conversation that's being had. And it becomes contentious, and it shouldn't be, because – We're talking about football. First and foremost, we're talking about football.
Yes, it's a game.
And for you to make it so divisive is ridiculous. And you're talking about people that have a little bit more information than what you have. You know, you talk about Elliott Shore Parks. You talk about all the people that write stories about this team that have intimate details. D. Gunn, for instance, gave you a story a few weeks ago. Y'all vilified him. Now, ain't nobody got nothing to say. And we had a couple reporters talking bad about him, like he didn't know what he was talking about, and then turned around and verified what he was talking about. So y'all need to stop getting in your feelings, man. When people are talking about certain things, I get the fact, because I hear it too. You know, when you talk about Chris Sims, when he talked about Jalen, that's hate. But when you have other people talking about it, listen to what's being said. That's the biggest problem that I hear, is that when people say things, You attack the messenger immediately instead of hearing what's being said. D-Gun told you this weeks ago. He said this weeks ago. And we all jumped on D-Gun and everybody talking about, oh, you don't know what he's talking about. He's a hater. He needed to grow his mustache back and all the other good stuff. But now we're here. Yeah, well, I said that. He needed to grow his mustache back.
Wow.
I don't trust no man with no facial hair.
I agree.
And he needed to grow his facial hair.
Yeah, back. Can't trust me.
Hey, Kyle, as I look over at that Joe. My bad, dog. I trust you, dog.
Nope, I'm totally untrustworthy. You were right about that. I agree. Can't trust me. Tyrone in Middletown. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, it has been a while. What's up? How are you?
Oh, living life and loving life.
Good, good.
I'm glad to talk to you.
You too, man. What's up? All right, what are we feeling?
Yeah, well, what I'm feeling after watching the game last night, just as a from my comfortable easy chair. I kind of think that the Rams are the team that we have to worry about first and foremost. I think that they have a potent offense, and if we play ball control like we do but don't score, we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot deep in the playoffs and we're going to lose. I think that some of the problems that we have is that we tend to lean on what doesn't work so far this year as opposed to what actually works. Case in point, the last game. Case in point, San Diego minus the 4-5 turnovers.
Los Angeles.
I think that, like I said, Jalen, the only thing I say about him in my mind as a longtime Eagles fan, he's the only quarterback that when you knock him down, he's going to get back up, dust himself off, and he's going to win. And that's just my opinion. In the playoffs, I have full confidence that my birds are going to get out there, going to kick some butt on that field.
Well, I hope you – I mean, look, I think they have earned our confidence that they're going to give a good effort, Tyrone. I appreciate the phone call.
And Jalen is resilient. And Jalen, you know, I know Self wants him to leave, but I think he's built for this city. But Jalen isn't above criticism.
Nobody is.
Nobody is. You're right. Nobody's above criticism. And Jalen set a standard here that he needs to rise to, bottom line. And if you don't like me saying that, then I don't know what to tell you. Because I'm gonna talk about what I talk about, and I'm not gonna be afraid to do that. And if that rubs you the wrong way, then maybe you need to get a puppy.
Well, I think it also speaks back to the importance of the quarterback. I mean, like if I could pick one thing for the Eagles to, like, this area of the team to improve between now and the end of the season, I would say Jalen Hurts' play. Like, if you tell me right now, Joe, if you just press a button, Jalen plays like a top five quarterback the rest of the year, I think they got a great chance to win the Super Bowl.
The
defense, I expect them to play well, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to win their division, so they're going to start the playoffs with at least a home game. So, I start thinking about areas of the team. Sure. You know, if the offensive line kind of got back to last year, that'd be great. But if you tell me right now, Jalen plays his best football the next 6-7 weeks, and I add it to the defense, we got a real shot.
21 points, Joe.
Well, that's not enough.
I keep trying to tell you this.
I want more than that.
We are in a space where
I want more.
This offense is not probably going to be a dynamic offense, but if they give you 21 points, you got a shot.
Can you let me dream?
No, I'm here to react.
It's the holiday season.
The voice of reason. 21 points.
21 points not going to work.
It could. It could potentially work.
Four straight playoff games.
What they say in hockey when the goalie stand on his head. Your defense got to stand on his head, though.
Four straight playoff games?
Four.
That's a lot to ask. 21
points.
It is
a lot to ask, but this is the position that you're in.
I need more.
We lollygagged all year long, whatever the reason
was. And that's your fault.
That the Dolphins. I'm not down there. I'm not on that total squad.
I blame you.
But we lollygagged all season long.
Mm-hmm.
With this offense and what it is, or Kevin Tua, whatever the problem is,
yeah.
The offensive line being hurt, whatever. But now we're at a point where we just got to get 21 points.
That's not enough.
21.
20. On average?
20.
That's less than we've been averaging all season.
That's the, you know what?
Raise that bar,
Douglas.
Out of all
the stuff that I've heard, that's the nicest thing that somebody said to me all day.
Well, I mean... we're not going to say mean things to you on this show.
No, they're not going to say it to me on the show, but they like on the internet.
We talked about this.
I have not clapped back. I've been very nice and measured in my responses.
You just have to ignore. That's step one is ignore.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Yeah, you
progress.
Yeah, you can mute your mentions. You know, you'll never see it.
Yeah, probably. That probably
just disappear. Philly Rob is in Philadelphia. Hey, Philly Rob.
Oh, what's up?
What's up, man? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm recovering. I'm good. I'm hanging. I had lost my parents over the last year, so that's why I really haven't been calling in and stuff.
Well, we're sorry to hear that, Rob.
Really sorry to hear that.
I appreciate that, fellas, because, it was a tough time. But I'm back, man, and I just wanted to say, listen, first off, Hugh, you be cracking me up, man. When Lamar came at you, you was like, oh, hold up. Let me do this thing.
No, you know what, Rob? It's because
I don't mind
debate, but don't tell me what I said, and please articulate what I said when we're talking. I think a lot of times people call in here with an agenda that they got from somebody else. Lamar, I think, I'm pretty sure Lamar's a fine man, but don't come at me for something that I didn't say. That's all.
Right. A lot of these guys put words out there that none of y'all say. You know, they talk about Joe said this, that, and then they can't prove it because they fumble over their words. And they're like, oh, they don't want to listen to what you're asking. I'm like, you guys got to be kidding me. Our team is going to be okay. I use this word. It's going to be some dynamite lit on tomorrow.
Ooh, I like that.
Because Jalen, you know, he got a slow-burning spark. You know what I'm saying? So when that spark gets to his tuchus, he's going to take off, baby. And it's going to be nice. And we're going to be sitting here enjoying. And Hugh, I have to say, I don't think 21 is going to be enough to go through all four games.
No, we're going to need more than that.
Okay, Rob, since we're here,
yeah.
How are we going to get it? How are we going to get 21
points? The quarterback's going to play better.
There you go.
Okay. Tell him, Rob.
He's got to pull it in.
I'm not saying it can't happen. When I imagine these things, I try to figure out how is it going to look.
Yeah.
How's it going to happen?
You know what I mean? I
think he doesn't tuck it enough because he's really trying to make that play. But if he tucks that joker and they don't think about it, boom, here comes the dynamite.
Yeah, and look, he did a couple times last week. I thought he ran the ball really well. Philly, yeah. Rob, we appreciate you, man. Good phone call. Good hearing from you again. Yeah, I know the offense isn't going to just like wake up and average 30 a game probably from here on out. That's mm-hmm. probably unrealistic. We got a month. I mean, we got two Commanders games, which should be warm-ups. The Bills games, obviously a challenge, but okay, it's an out-of-conference game. We win tomorrow. The game, we'll see what happens next week. But we got about a month before we're going to probably see either the Seahawks or the Rams. Let's get the offense to a point where I could feel good going into the game. That's all I'm asking for. I want to feel good going into those games. And I feel good about the defense, but the offense obviously needs to pick it up. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you expect a big game out of Jalen tomorrow? Are we really in the same class as the Seahawks and the Rams? Your take on all that. And champagne tomorrow, yay or nay, on the champagne celebration for winning the NFCs. Plus, we got to get to Hugh's favorite segment of the week. We got to guess the takes. What is everyone talking about after week 16 of the NFL? You got your take ready to go?
Huh?
Yeah, you're good. All right, it is the Midday Show on Sports Radio. We talked about it before the show.
I mean, I got it written down. So
is it in the notebook?
I got it in my notes.
It starts.
It starts. Well, it continues.
I thought it starts with the
Commanders. It started with the Chargers.
But we lost that game.
And then it started with the Raiders.
Yeah.
Now it continues.
But didn't it also start with the Lions and Packers?
It did.
Okay.
Does it end?
It is in California.
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we ain't going to.
Oh, come on, Hugh. It's Christmas time.
Somebody asked me that yesterday. He said, hey, the Eagles going to Super Bowl?
On the road again.
Come on.
Hide yourself. This is why you can't beat the Grinch allegations.
We're the best of friends, Hugh.
Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.